give him praise in this place. Amen. Why don't you, as you got your finger in your Bible right there, just start to pray in the Holy Ghost right where you are. Amen. Come on, everybody. Praise the Lord. Good thing we got family here today. Amen. I saw a box up here. Praise the Lord. How many of you know again that God wants to do something for you? Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. It's a special song, isn't it? Amen. As Jesse's getting that together, let's receive this morning's offering. Amen. It's good to give. I'd recommend watching Brother Brother Creflo and I seem to be on the same wavelength. Amen. Because we're preaching. Amen. And every time we teach something, I'll turn on the TV and there it is there again. So God must be moving in the same direction. Amen. And I'd recommend everybody catching Brother Creflo's series that he's doing. Amen. This season. Amen. God wants you to be blessed. One way to be blessed, amen, is to sow. Amen. And you know what? The good thing about sowing is it always works. Amen. If you know the right place to sow. And I can truly say this is a good place to sow. So why don't you get some seed together and sow into your home. Amen. Into your church. Amen. Hallelujah. Because it's a good thing for you. Amen. It supplies meat. It supplies. Amen. So you want to, amen, take care of your stuff. Amen. Don't you have a nice church? Well, keep it nice by sowing well. Amen. So get a seed in your hand, everyone. Hallelujah. And we'll receive that this morning. I don't see. Hallelujah. If you need an offering envelope, I have it. Anybody need an offering envelope? No offering envelopes this morning. Amen. Well, come on up and sow your seed this morning. You know, we worship God. Hold on for a second. Offerings are a form of worship. It's not just a way to pay the bills. I can pay the bills. Amen. But offerings are a form of worship. Amen. No one's excluded from offerings. You better pull a button off a shirt, a bobby pin out of the wig. Amen. Nobody's excluded from offerings. Amen. Because we're here to worship together, and our giving is a form of worship. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're corporately in this thing together. So we're all going to match our same faith together. Amen. So let's not sink into some level, amen, of the unreligious or ungodly. Amen. We want to be God's people. Amen. And properly trained. So when we worship God in song, we all worship together. When we worship God in our giving, we all worship God in our giving. So why don't you stand up together, amen, with your seed in your hand. Hallelujah. Hold it up high and say, Father, I bless you for blessing me. I thank you for making a way out of no way. So right now, in the name of Jesus, I give back to you a portion of what you have provided and given to me. Amen. Come on up and sow that. Hallelujah. Yeah, they would. Praise God. Go on, dear. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good, isn't he? Amen. A lot of times, you know, when we get up there, thank the Lord for that. Do you know church is supernatural? Church, look at me. Church is absolutely supernatural. When we get into certain things and we get out here and we do what God wants us to do, when you hear us singing, preaching the word, and getting everything set, amen, it's in order that you might be able to be blessed. Amen. Amen. But you know what? Our preaching's not enough. We knew that, right? We've learned that on Friday night. Amen. The word of God preached didn't profit them anything. It was no good to them. Isn't that sad? Because they didn't mix it with what? Faith. So if you don't participate, you know what? You usually, faith comes from hearing the word of God. God usually gives you something to do, and as you do that simple thing, no matter what it is, amen, that's faith. And that's what God will work on, and that's what God will bring a miracle about for you. Somebody say, praise the Lord. And I don't want our living, and I don't want our preaching, I don't want our teaching, amen, to be in vain. Amen. We want to go forth and to go out where it needs to be sold. Amen. And I expect, no, I just don't expect it. I demand. Amen. Somebody say, demand. That you mix the word that you hear with some sort of faith. Amen? Somebody say, praise the Lord. That you mix the word of God with faith. The things that you hear, amen, taught, we expect you to participate in it. Amen? It's not take, you know, it's not a buffet where you eat what you want to. Amen? No, you're in here to hear the word of God, and we're going to make you participate and act on everything you hear. Amen? So that something will happen. How many are glad about that? Amen. The word of God did not profit them anything because they didn't mix it with faith. Amen. Well, you're going to mix the word of God with faith. Amen. So it'll work for you. Amen. You'll love us later. Hallelujah. Go here to Mark chapter 5, verse 21. And when Jesus passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. Well, how many of you got some situations that you'd love to have the Lord come by and fix? Amen. Come on. Amen. Come on. I mean, how many of you got some people that you know you'd love to drag Jesus to? Well, here Jesus was in town, amen, and one of the rulers came by and said, Look, my daughter is at home dying. Now, that's a pretty serious situation, isn't it? And he said, I'm praying to you. Everybody say, pray. There are a lot of people that have this man's faith. I'm praying to you that you'll come. I'm praying to you that you will come and do something about it. I want you to come, Jesus, and I want you to lay your hands on her. How many of you want to see, learn something today? The time will, there are a lot of people that flow like that, even in their prayer life. Well, we know that when Jesus comes in the sky, everything will be all right, don't we? We know that when he comes in the sky, there'll be no more sickness. We know that when he comes again, amen, there'll be no more death. We know that when he comes again, you'll be delivered from sin, amen? We know that when he comes again, you'll never be in want for any or in need for any good thing because he'll take care of it all when he comes. And there are a whole lot of people that have that message preached to them because it's true. Hold on just a little while longer, and when he gets here, everything will be all right. They were preaching it in the 40s, preaching it in the 20s. Amen. Hold on. You got a sweet mansion over in the sweet by and by. I got a cabin over in glory. I tell you what, when I get to glory, I don't want a cabin. Amen. I got a mansion over there, amen. But there are a lot of people that hear that because they know that when Jesus comes, everything will be okay when it comes in the flesh. And that's all right, isn't it? Isn't that all right? But I want you to know that you've got a faith on the inside of you that can cause some of that stuff to happen today. Some say two different kinds of faith. Both of them all right. Both of them all right. Both of them are completely fine. Now, here you hear this man, he said, listen, I'm praying thee. Everybody circle that. In verse 23, he said, I pray to you that you will come and lay hands. Now, see, there are a lot of people that want God to move, but they want somebody else to do it for them. I mean, we get a cold, we get something, we get in trouble, we get depressed. Amen. It's not good enough for us to exercise our faith in what we've heard. Somebody else has got to come. And until the preacher gets there, until the anointing gets there, until the prayer team gets there, it's not good enough. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to come. There are a whole lot of people that want you. Oh, wait a minute. I got to have his number. You got the same number I got. Somebody say hallelujah. Wait a minute. It's his prayer that's going to do it. Do you see this? He said, I'm praying for you to come. There are a lot of people waiting for us to show up and do stuff for them. There are a lot of people that are waiting for their faith, for you to do it for them. For you to give them joy. For you to get in their life and teach them how to be happy. For you to give them their prosperity. Amen. For you to hand them out your healing. Somebody say, praise the Lord. You know, that's what the job used to be for the preacher. He was supposed to make everything perfect for everybody. So say, I pray you come. Well, this was this man's faith. But I want you to see another kind of faith here. And a certain woman with it that had an issue of blood 12 years. Now here there's a whole lot of people. Let me tell you something. Jesus was on his way to heal that man's daughter, wasn't he? He was on the way to heal that man's daughter. He was on the way to make things better, right? He had a plan. He had a mission. Amen. He was going to take care of it. The moment that you ask for something from God, guess what? It's already on the way. He didn't say anything about it. He said they just left and they were going to take care of business. But as he was on the way to fix something in person, another kind of faith arose. There had been a woman that had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all she had and was nothing better but grew worse. There are a lot of people that are sick of, tired of being sick and tired. Amen. There are a lot of people that are tired of being worn out. Just come on now. This woman had tried everything and nothing else worked for her. But then she heard about a man named Jesus. And she had heard something good about him and she had a different kind of faith. She had heard of Jesus and came in behind the press and touched his garment. Somebody say hallelujah. She didn't have to get too close. I mean, she came in behind everybody else. You know, everybody likes to crowd in. See, there are a lot of people like to crowd around stuff but don't like to get anything from it. They were on their way to heal somebody else. Amen. So there was a crowd all about it. All they wanted to do was see a miracle. Amen. There are a whole lot of people crowding around Jesus trying to see the rapture. It's coming. Oh, come on now. Talk to me, somebody. You might pick up something today. There are a whole lot of people piling in the churches because they know that one day they're going to see the miracle of Jesus popping through the sky. And you know what? He will. Amen. They're waiting to see it one day. Amen. They haven't seen anything along the way. Amen. But they're sitting up in church singing about it. One day I'm going where Jesus is. Amen. Well, we are. Amen. But I tell you what, I got him on the inside already. I got him on the inside already. Amen. I got him on the inside already. He walks with me and talks with me. Come on now. I got him already. Amen. I don't have to wait for him to crack through the sky to get my need met. Amen. While he was on the way, the crowd pressed in, amen, to see what he was about to do. Amen. But this woman's faith was going to pull on his anointing right then and there. How can you get your need met when everybody else is waiting? When she had heard, she came in behind and touched his garment, and she said, now notice what this man said in verse 23. The first guy said, I pray thee come. He said, I want you to come. And see, a lot of us have got these little rules and regulations how we want God to do stuff for us. I want to feel it shooting down my back, amen, and popping out my toenails, amen. I want you to come. I want it to come when the organ's playing and I fall on the floor. I want it to come just like that. And if it don't come that way, I don't want it any other way. Well, you won't get it any other. You have to wait till he feels like doing it like that, amen. But your faith will get it right now. Some say faith. This man said, Lord, if you come, everything will be okay. If you show up. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. I hope church is all right today. I hope there's a move of the Spirit because, and everybody was in a good mood so I can get my blessing. Because if everybody's not in a good mood, I might not get what I want. I might not get my touch. I might not get my blessing. Amen. Well, I come in faith. Doesn't care how you come. Amen. Hallelujah. I know how to get past the crowd. Somebody say, Gloria. Because a crowd might be any kind of mindset. Amen. I've learned to press beyond the crowd. Amen. Press beyond the mentality. Press beyond the problems. Amen. Press beyond all that other stuff and touch his garment. Amen. Somebody say, hallelujah. I mean, this woman had to do a press. You hear me? If she had been caught with that particular disease or that particular problem, if they had figured her out, flipped up the little thing she had on and saw underneath the skirt, they would have said, what are you doing here? There are a lot of people that come through the door that people only knew. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. If they only knew what was underneath, amen, they would have stoned her because she had no business being around anybody. But the one that didn't belong there, amen, she wasn't worried about what they were about to. She came thinking about what she needed. Amen. She wasn't concerned about what was going on. Amen. She didn't wait in no healing line. Somebody say hallelujah. Now see, he was going to take care of somebody else's stuff. See, there's a whole lot of things holding up the whole crowd. The whole crowd going along with him because he's got these rules and regulations how he wants God to move. See, now we know that's not right because one guy had gotten healed. He said, Lord, only speak the word and my servant will be healed. You don't have to come to my house, but this one said, no, you got to show up. You got to make a house call. Let me tell you what, there's only one biblical house call you're going to get. Amen. If he feels like showing up any other time, fine, amen. But there's only one house call in the Bible, amen, that you can stand on, amen, for your miracle, amen. That's him coming in the sky, amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Other than that, you got to get it by faith or you're going to be waiting until he comes, amen. There's nowhere in the word say he's going to pop out and show up and do what he's got to do, amen. But he said, your faith, you'll speak to the mountains. Somebody say hallelujah. The faith to change the situations and the things in your life, amen. God has given you the word, but you've got to move in faith to bring about a difference. And until you start to mix up what you hear, nothing's going to happen until it comes again. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I'm teaching good today. Amen. You can get in the crowd with everybody else waiting for the next miracle, amen. Or you can get into faith today. And say, I'm going to press beyond all that stuff. I'm going to press beyond everybody else, all the things that are going on, amen, and get exactly what I need from Jesus. Now, this man said, Lord, if you will come and lay hands, my daughter will be healed and she will live. When she had heard, in verse 27, let's go on there. When she had heard of Jesus and came in behind the press and touched his garment, for she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I will be whole. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he said, he got to come. She said, look, he don't have to come to my house. He don't have to go through all these changes. All I got to do is get in there, amen, and just touch his clothes, amen, and I'm going to be whole. Now, how many want to be blessed today? Amen. Now, when you study this, there are two times in this particular chapter when it says whole. You know that word whole? Amen. And we think she was just talking about healed. there are two of the words translated in our language, whole, amen, but they're two completely different words. She wasn't in this thing just trying to get healed. Somebody say hallelujah. She wasn't just trying to get healed. We don't know the whole story. But when we look at it in the Greek, she said, I shall be sozo. Somebody say hallelujah. S-O-Z-O. That means I shall be totally delivered, totally set free, and totally saved from whatever ails me. I'll be healed in my body, healed in my mind. Whatever's wrong will be made right as soon as I touch just his garment. Somebody say hallelujah. There are two. Now it says right here, he said, I will be delivered, protected. Oh, glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah. Now you don't know that when she said, I shall be so-so, she had no business being out in public. It was against the law for someone in that type of condition to be in public and around anybody. And if they had caught her, they would have stoned her and killed her. But she said, if I'll touch him, I'll be healed. Somebody say sozo. And another part of that word sozo, it says protected. Somebody say glory to God. She said everything will be all right. Who knew what this woman was going through all the days of her life? She had a big problem. Some probably knew that she had some stuff. They thought she'd be shut up in the house until she died. And how did she ever hold on for 12 years? But she said, as soon as I get to him, everything, somebody say everything, is going to be all right. She didn't say, I'll just be healed. Amen. She said, I'll do well. Amen. I'll do well. Glory to God. And straightway, somebody say right away, no conditions, no conditions. And straightway the fountain of her blood dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Somebody say glory to God. She felt it as soon as she touched him, got beyond the crowd, she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Somebody say glory to God. Now Jesus is on his way to take care of something else. He's going his way to heal this man's daughter. They talk to him, amen, will you come and do all this other stuff? And on the way, and Jesus, verse 30, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned about in the press and said, who touched me? God wants to know those who move in faith. Somebody say hallelujah. That woman pulled the power from God. That woman pulled the anointing from God. That word virtue, everybody say virtue. Virtue. That virtue is the same word for dunamis. And basically the word dunamis means dynamite, or where we get the word dynamite and all this other stuff. It also means power. And immediately Jesus, knowing in himself that power had come out of him, turned around in the crowd. Somebody say, pull on the power. There are some people that come into any kind of situation and can get beyond the crowd, get beyond the mess, get beyond the emotion, get to the hem of Jesus and pull on the power of God. Say, if I can get a hold of the power, say, if I can get hold of a hold of the power, everything will be all right. Y'all are quiet in here today, but it's still good. Amen. That word, Jesus said, now this word dunamis means power, virtue, abundance. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Strength, anointing, miracle, mighty work, miraculous power. When she touched him, something happened. The anointing of the Holy Ghost started to flow out of him. And when it starts to flow, everything happened. Amen. The abundance came out. Somebody say hallelujah. The healing came out. He felt somebody pull on him. He said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said, thou seest the multitude that throng thee. Thou sayest, who touched me? And he turned around and about to see her that had done this thing. Who did it? Who did it? Who did it? He turned around to see who did it. And everybody, oh, glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah. The first guy was waiting to see what Jesus would do. But Jesus turned around and looked and saw what she did. Somebody say, you got to take his power and do what you need to get done. She did it. Everybody say, she did it. Oh, glory to God. She did it. He felt that power had gone out of him. He said, the power don't come out of me unless somebody's going to use it. Somebody say hallelujah. Power is not going to come out of me unless it's going for some type of good. Who's pulling on the anointing? And he turned around and said, he looked around and said, who did it? And we're all waiting for God to do something. He's already done it. He's already willing. Come on now. The buffet's already out there. You should serve yourself. Glory to God. When you go to certain, you see, you got to learn you're God. Jesus already healed you. He already set you free. He already delivered you. Amen. He said it once and for all. He said, by my stripes, you are already healed. You don't have to ask him every time. You just have to take what he's already done. And he said, listen, who then? Look at this. Did you see the same thing I did? He did not take credit for what was done. He turned around and he said, he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. Say, her that had done this thing. Oh, praise the Lord. Look at somebody and say, I can do it. Say, I can do it. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Faith pleases God. Faith pleases God. God wants to turn around and say, look, wait a minute, power went out for me. He's going to turn around and look and say, what are they doing with it? Somebody say, hallelujah. Is the Lord looking at you with heavenly eyes, pleased today? Because you pulled on the power and he turned around and said, uh-oh, who did it? Turned around and said, who has her that had done this thing? But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing that what was done, came in and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith. Somebody say, your faith. Say, your faith. Your faith. Hath made thee whole. Go in peace. And then this other hole here, the third hole here, is and be healed of your plague. Somebody say hallelujah. Your faith. Somebody say, now you got to understand this. See, those that want to rip off the saints don't teach it the way it needs to be taught. When he said, your faith hath made thee whole, we use the word whole. Amen. As if it's just healed. But it's more than that. He said, now go in peace. Somebody say peace. Say, go in peace. Say it one more time, peace. And that's more than quietness. That's more than quietness. Amen. That's more than just calm. This word peace also means prosperity and set at ease. Not a problem. Somebody say shalom. He said, now go in peace. Whatever your problem was, amen, I say you are totally made whole from it right now. The condition of this sickness, the situation in your mind, maybe the neighbors that are getting on your nerves, the people that are following you around, amen, the doctor bills that you've concurred from trying to get healed by everybody else. He said, listen, you are totally made whole, and I speak peace to your situation. So say peace. Rest and quietness to that situation. Go, thou art healed of this condition. Somebody say, praise the Lord. So I want you to know that it's your faith. So say, your faith that will get the job done. Say it one more time. My faith will move the mountains. God, when you gonna move? When you gonna move? I can't wait till Jesus does something about this. Well, he already did. Somebody say hallelujah. As soon as my blessing gets here, blah, blah, it's already here. Amen. It's not going to happen until you get your faith together. Amen. And step out. He said, your faith. And see, some of y'all are waiting. Lord, if you only come. Amen. Well, okay, I'll be there. I should be there on that day that nobody knows but the Father. Amen. Yeah. Then I'll finish it up for you. Amen. But until then, somebody say, your faith can get what you need to get done. Done. How many of you ready to go do something? How many ready to go start something right now? How many ready to go start something right now? How many got a situation that you've been waiting on God to move on? Amen. Well, you need to go in and get a hold of the power of God and do something about it by faith now. Somebody say, now faith will get the job done. That's all I'm going to give you. Somebody say, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you handle it? Yes. Why don't you stand up right where you are? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Say, my faith moves mountains. I'm going to stop blaming God for what I don't have. I'm going to stop blaming God for my time frame. He has given me power. Amen. To make a difference. So, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we pray that you would touch the hearts of your people, Father God, that they would start to walk in the authority, that they would start to walk in the faith that you have given them, Father God, to make a difference, Father God. Lord, let them know that whenever they touch you, power goes forth. Power goes forth. Whenever they touch just the hem of your garment, Father God, that power goes forth. And that power is there to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to make a difference, Father God, to turn around situations in Jesus' name. Oh, people, don't have little faith. Have great faith in God. Amen. Great faith in God that will get the job done. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. We're going to see you tonight at 7 o'clock. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Y'all be blessed and come hungry for the word of God. And practice what you hear today. Amen. Apply your faith to that situation. Apply faith to that situation and watch God move. Hallelujah. Put on some good music for us, Brother Jesse. Hallelujah. Glory to God.